Welcome to Boating Insights. This is a podcast about achieving your boating dreams, brought to you by Above and Beyond Boating. We deliver the leading courses to skipper your own boat. Welcome to the latest episode of Boating Insights. I'm Neil Driscoll, and today we're delving into the captivating realm of navigation, exploring the rise of e-navigation and a continual shift from traditional paper charts to digital solutions. The way we navigate our seas and oceans is undergoing a significant transformation. In 2022, the United Kingdom Hydrographic Office, or UKHO, made headlines with its announcement to phase out its Admiralty Standard Nautical Charts and Thematic Charts portfolio. The Australian Hydrographic Office, AHO, has also ceased printing some nautical publications. The publications the AHO has stopped printing are now available for free download from their website. The UK Hydrographic Office and AHO reported that the decision was largely prompted by the increasing preference for digital navigational tools amongst marine, naval and leisure users. This led to a decline in traditional paper charts and publication sales. It's important to note that this does not mean that paper charts will no longer be available. Many other manufacturers such as Imre and Sanford continue to produce paper charts, and a wide range of paper charts remain available from the UK and Australian hydrographic offices still. To shed some light on these developments, let's take a closer look at the evolving landscape of navigation. With the advent of digital technology, the maritime industry has witnessed a gradual but definite shift towards electronic navigation systems. While paper-based techniques have long been the norm, the convenience and efficiency offered by digital solutions have begun to overshadow their traditional counterparts. However, it's essential to acknowledge that transitioning from paper to digital navigation comes with challenges. While digital navigation offers unparalleled convenience and accessibility, it also requires a shift in mindset and a willingness to embrace new technologies. As skippers prepare to reduce the number of paper charts on board, they must learn to navigate using Electronic Chart Display and Information Systems, or ECDIS, which can significantly vary in terms of features and usability. One of the critical aspects of digital navigation is location awareness. With increasingly available GPS technology on chart plotters, apps, and electronic charting systems, skippers can quickly pinpoint their exact coordinates. However, this newfound convenience also raises questions about the need for traditional practices such as plotting a vessel's position on a paper chart. While these practices may offer a sense of familiarity and reassurance, they can also introduce the potential for human error. Looking towards the future, the concept of e-navigation holds great promise for the marine industry. It's defined by the International Maritime Organization, or the IMO, as the harmonized collection, integration, exchange, and presentation of marine information using electronic means. E-navigation aims to enhance safety, security, and environmental protection at sea. At Above and Beyond Boating, we ensure that every navigation lesson we offer within our courses links traditional and electronic navigation techniques. On a standard passage, there are areas where passage planning and implementation favour a digital approach, and some, such as particularly a briefing or an overview going into a harbour, that many people find still favour a paper approach if it's available. We ensure that you can make the most out of digital and paper-based charts, with or without having a GPS position available. With all our navigation and seamanship training, this includes ensuring that you understand the inputs your navigation system is receiving, such as GPS, wind, depth, and speed, so that you get the information from the digital systems, and if there's something there that you were not expecting, you know how to identify and hopefully resolve the issue. You can be confident that even if your electronic chart loses its GPS position feed, if you train with us, your navigation skills will still allow you to estimate your position, plot a safe course that accounts for wind, tide, current, and compass errors, and allow you to continue your passage or hopefully just get home safely, whichever you're trying to achieve. So in conclusion, the rise of e-navigation marks a significant milestone in the evolution of maritime navigation. While the transition from paper to digital may present challenges, it also offers unprecedented opportunities to enhance safety, efficiency, and sustainability at sea. By embracing a digital-first navigation technique, then you have the latest technologies and skippers can chart a course towards a brighter and more navigable future. I hope this has given you some inspiration. And one of the next things for you from here is that you should have a look at your paper charts if you already carry them, which hopefully you do, and some of your electronic, either proper full electronic nautical charts like ENCs, or just electronic charts, so not official charts, but just sort of thing you might find on an app or a chart plotter. And just, for example, find 10 features on each and see if they're presented in the same way. So that might be, maybe just give it a theme to start with. So it could be the boys. You might just see if you can find all of the boys within the Iola Voyage system on your paper chart, then find it on your electronic system. See if you can identify a different way the lights are presented. Also lighthouses, depths. If you're putting a route together, it's really good if you can see if you can actually be confident that you're knowing if you're looking at a course that's been given to you as true or magnetic, or how you can adjust that, what the variation is that you're being given and if that agrees with the paper chart. And then finally, a lot of systems now will give you the ability to sort of click and be given a tidal height, and then just have a go at manually also calculating a tidal height and double checking that everything agrees. You know, sometimes just a simple error such as the date being programmed wrong can give you a, you know, an interesting answer. And so these are just sort of simple ways that you can start early days to look at the equipment you've already owned in terms of paper and digital solutions and just compare the two, so that you start to build your kind of confidence and awareness, and whichever one you're stronger on at the moment, that you just make sure that you're bridging them together. And of course, you know, we've got a suite of navigation and seamanship courses available, which you may find helpful as well to help with this. Thanks for listening. Bye.